and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and our subject today is about learning in the open. Last year, in what now seems like a different universe, I visited this Madrid restaurant where we were all sat around this big butcher's table kind of table with about a dozen or so people. We were all couples. We didn't know each other. Most of us didn't speak the same language. And yet in this group position, what amazed me is that given that this was a tapas restaurant, we all ordered one tapa after the next. And the menu was quite vague. You couldn't really tell what you're going to get. I mean, each tapa just had a list of ingredients, but those ended up, you know, either surprising you because they were set up in a unique way, was way bigger than you might have expected, should have been eaten in this way, would preferably be a shared dish or a dish for a single person and so forth. And it wasn't that easy to understand that from the menu. And again, as we were all speaking different languages, this was a bit amazing because what ended up happening as the meal went on is that we each started learning from what the others around us were doing. So you'd see one couple order this tapa, and then quickly we would all learn from their experience because we were all sat around this big table and we saw the thing. So you could see everyone taking mental notes. Oh, that tapa is way too big if I'm not that hungry. Or that one is a great one if you want to have this great Instagram story picture for tonight. Or, oh, I think he's not cutting the pita bread right. I wouldn't do that if I were him. And all that meant that whenever someone ordered their next tapa, they now had not just their own experience to rely on, they had benefited from the experience of the entire group around them. And that might seem weird, but it ended up really helping all of us. And this shared experience, which I originally cringed at, enabled us to enjoy our meal much better because we chose tapas that were more likely to be to our liking because we had learned about some of them or knew in advance not to order others. And it really accelerated the way in which we all learned and appreciated these dishes that we were enjoying. To tie this back to our subject of the day, which is learning in the open, too many companies nowadays don't do enough of this work in the open in order to allow teams as a whole to learn from past efforts and create internal best practices. As your organization grows, cultivating a culture of sharing and growth is extremely beneficial to efficiency and autonomy, and it doesn't have to be cumbersome. We don't have to go through this, everyone is updating the wiki weekly and sharing that. You can learn a lot from strangers who don't speak your language. Imagine what your team could accomplish with a little direction. So think if there are any ways where you can enable sharing of information even without going through too many hoops. Can you do things in the open in a way that would enable others to learn? For example, simply share your retrospectives across the entire engineering organization and not just internally to the teams. Have people sit in postmortems that are not directly related to their teams because then they can learn from what other teams have done wrong and they can give those teams a bit from their own experience from what they have learned in other teams. We can learn in the open in a way that allows the entire organization to accelerate growth, reduce mistakes, and enable everyone to be part of a big team that operates and improves together, or we can allow them to become small, unique silos. I know what I would prefer. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes. If you haven't yet, I suggest that you subscribe to the best tech executive newsletter online. The link is in the show notes as well. Thank you and talk soon.